We're going to learn some Maral relating to Parshas Vaera. The Maral discusses the Eser Makos and describes why those are the Makos, why these 10 specifically, and their order. Now, there are all kinds of midrashim, very important explanations as to why these 10 and their order. So, for example, Rashi famously says that to smite the river Nile came first because they deified the Nile. Life in Egypt is only possible because of the waters of the Nile. So therefore, the first subject to show, well, no, I reign supreme, not you, and not what's yours, was the Nile, is one example. And then Medrash Tanchuma also describes how there were ways that the Egyptians oppressed the Jews, and that each of those ways through which the Jews were oppressed is addressed, mida keneged mida, tit for tat, by specifically having the Nile struck, the waters struck, the Tzvardea, the Kinim, the Arav, the Dever, all because of mida keneged mida for the various ways in which the Egyptians oppressed the Jews. The Maral has a completely different approach, a very unique approach, and he focuses on the fact that there was this theological display that was the point of all of the Makos. So in the first piece that we're going to look at, which comes from Derech Chaim, which is the Maral and Avos, it's just a few sentences, but he says, Yesh ladas ki kasher HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi geula, when God brings redemption, Hashem Yisbarach roitze sheyedu ki hu Yisbarach pa. He's going to do it in a way that causes us to know that He, God, was actively the cause. Nothing that you could call circumstantial. V'layayimru, so that the people, that's us, we shouldn't say, quote, Lo Yashem Yisbarach po'al kol zois, rak chachmasam v'oitzam yadam. Oh, it's because they were wise or they were so militarily superior. No. HaKadosh Baruch is going to do it in a way that will cause us to know it was Hashem's doing. V'chein timtze begulas Mitzrayim. And that was the template for Geula, Mitzrayim. And you find that in the case of Geulas Mitzrayim. Ksiv, v'yodu Mitzrayim ki ani Hashem, b'hoitzii oisam me'eretz Mitzrayim. So that it is important to remember that the whole point of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing is that Mitzrayim should know, they should see, they should understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the force. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one and only God. And that's the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings about the Makos. Now, it's not just as if the Mitzrayim passively didn't believe. They were led by a Pharaoh who actively denied the one God, actively denied God, and refused to adhere to any sense of there being a one God, and that there is any obligation on the Pharaoh's part to serve or to trust in, or to in any way subject himself to the will of anyone but himself. This was very much the theological battle being waged between the Pharaoh, Mitzrayim on the one side, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the other. Let's look at the next piece. V'yodu Mitzrayim kini Hashem, b'netoisi yodi al Mitzrayim. We'll skip a few lines because the first thing he just says is that in discussing the Haggadah, there will be, and this is in the Gevuras Hashem as well, just like this piece. This piece is from the Gevuras Hashem, Perek Lamed Dalet. And he is saying that there are all kinds of explanations for Eser Makos. Why 10? 10 corresponding to the 10 Ma'amaros, Shebehem Nivra Ha'olam, the very world itself and pattern of the world and its creation began with HaKadosh Baruch Hu expressing 10 creative expressions to create the world. And therefore, the mastery of Hashem Yisbarach is again going to be manifest now with not the nature of the world, but that which is unnatural to the world, but 10 times. Just as in the creation of the world, it was an expression of Hashem's will 10 times. That's the earlier piece that he's referencing here. But we're going to continue. V'od yesh lomar. Al osan hatamim shenizkarim. In addition, ki bo'u davka b'seder hazeh. The makos come in the order in which they come. V'loy b'seder acher, and in no other order. Ki kasher paro lo hayamam in bo yisbarach, because and when the Pharaoh refused to recognize God, ukamesh amar mi Hashem asher eshma b'koyloi, where the Pharaoh said, who is this Hashem that I should give heed to what he desires, to what he says, l'shalach es Yisrael. Lo yodati es Hashem. I don't know God, never heard of him. V'gam es Yisrael, lo yashalach. So this is all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu showing the Pharaoh, you don't understand. I am Hashem Mimal, I am Hashem Ba'aretz Mitochas, Ein Oid. The makos are intended to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the master, the creator, God supreme. Therefore the makos unfolded in the following fashion. And it's a masterful, masterful description, because he basically says, take Tetzach Adash Ba'achav, Dam Tzvadei Akinim, Arev Dever Shchin, and then Makas Bechoros, and you have a progression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's being the one God in control of everything from the earth and what's below it, the immediate surroundings above earth, on the earth, and then that which is in the higher atmosphere, the Shemayim, and then that which is completely not even physical, which of course are the Neshamos that are taken in Makas Bechoros. But watch how he explains this. Tchila, hoydi aloi ki hu yizvarach ha-moishel ba'olam. He lets him know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reigns supreme in this world. V'hiskel b'mayim, he starts from the very earth itself and the waters that are actually below the earth. V'hiskel b'mayim shehu ha-yor l'fi shirotzel l'haskel b'dobe shehu tachas ha-aretz l'gamri. Water is, after all, subterranean. Shamayim hem yoyser tachtenim in haaretz. Water runs beneath the ground. As the Pasuk says, and it's a Pasuk referring to the power of Hashem, it's referring to Hashem being the only God in the Aseres HaDibros. Hasher b'mayim mitachas la'aretz. Uksiv, ki hu al yamim yisada. The earth is upon the waters. Va'al naharos yichaneha. Ve'heru lefaro shehu yisbarach moishel al zeh ulekach nilka hayor. So first, water. Because water is not only in the earth, but even below the earth. Paro is not impressed and says, well, you know, so he has some power over water, but everything else, above that and around me, I'm in control, Paro says of himself. Therefore, hevi aleihem hatzfardim, hem hanivroim shehem darim bimayim. They occupy and they are in the water and sometimes come out of the water. The mayim is the place, the habitat, for that which is created. But those that are in that habitat are greater than the habitat. That's one step removed from and above, progressed from mere water, that which lives in the water and even can come out of the water. Well, maybe that's the limit of what this God is able to do. Therefore, nilka ha'ofar, so now the earth itself, and it becomes kinim, lice. V'zeh ba'aretz, this is on and with the earth itself. K'dichsiv v'hach es afar ha'aretz v'hayol l'kinim. So that's step number one. Tam tzvedei kinim, that which is below earth, that which lives in that water, and then even more, earth itself. That's step one. That's the tzach. And he's going to later in the parak, we'll see later perhaps in Nun Zayin, he's going to point out that the Torah and the way Moshe comes to the Pharaoh and warns or doesn't warn the Pharaoh is also divided into tzach, the tzach, adash, ba'achav. We'll see that in a little while. So that's level one. Then comes level two. V'achakach hevi aleihem ha'arov. That's the next arrow there. V'achakach hevi aleihem ha'arov. These wild animals. V'hem hanivroim hashoich nimal ha'aretz. K'ma shehike ha'mayim. V'achakach hanivroim hadorim b'mayim. So first it was the afar ha'aretz. Now it's those who walk on earth, animals, wild animals, and snakes and scorpions attacking the Mitzrim. Kach metchila hiku ha'ofer v'achakach hiku ha'dorim aleha. V'heim ha'arov shehem chayos dorsos. These attacking wild animals, v'heim dorim al ha'aretz, v'achakach kasher lo chazar, hevi ha'davar shehu ipush ha'avir. Something that is not only on the earth, but even in the air. Ipush ha'avir. Bacteria, infection, disease, dever. And the animals died in pestilence. Shehu yaisu l'mala ba'avir ha'aretz. In the air that we breathe. And then these animals and the cattle died of pestilence. V'achakach hevi aleihem hashchin. And then something that was even more, so to speak, a higher up than just air, something akin to fire. This is a little bit of the earth, wind, fire progression. No, really. That's what he means. He explains elsewhere that's exactly what he means. The earth kinim, the wind and the pestilence that was carried, and the dever that comes from such infectious disease. And then, shchin. How was shchin? Was what? Shchin is fire. Moshe Rabbeinu took of the piach ha-kifshan, of ash, throws it up to the heavens, and it spreads with a film of dust, of ash, over everyone, and then their skin burns and blisters. And what is Shchin? Rashi says, Rashi on our parsha says Shchin is a lashon chamimus, heat.
And the word in the Torah is like babuos.
Right, babuos, like meaning like blisters, boils. And that's because now he's using the power of heat and the power of fire. V'achakach hevi aleihem hashchin shehu makas ha'esh asher lamala min ha'avir, which is of a higher nature and a higher progression from air and mere wind, but rather fire. Ki hashchin hu miloshen chamimus, as Rashi says, hanase al yedei ha'esh. Shehakadosh Baruch Hu mevi esh min yisoid ha'esh. It's not just fire, it's the source of all fire, which is the koach of heat. U'mizeh mekabel la'odem hashchin. Now you have the second level has been completed. The second level of these makos is where it's in the environment, not in the earth, but on the earth. The animals that walk the earth, the pestilence in the air of earth, and then the fire, the heat in the atmosphere, or the likes of that. And it wasn't as if there was fire, but that's what shchin represents. And then the boils that burnt their skin. Third level is going to be higher. Things that are in the air and in or from Shemayim Mima'al. Barad hu od yoyser b'ma'ala. That which was the barad, the hail that destroyed their crops and would smite anyone who dared step out in the hailstorm. It's yoyser ma'ala l'fishu min ha-shamayim ha-aviri. Comes from the highest heavens, raining down on man and on beast. Amnam ha'arbe hu yoyser elyon. Arba, next, the locusts. They're even of a higher nature. Why? Because they fly in the air. Their place is in the air. L'fisha ha'arba hu oif. That's what it is. What arba locusts are, sheretz ha'of. V'hu ya'ofef al p'nei rakia ha'shamayim, flying about in the heavens. V'hu ha'rakia ha'aviri kashe yadua. And as explained earlier, ukvar hisbar lamala shekal davar shehu makam ledavar hu pachas v'shafal yosem min davar asher hu darsham, which means that if these arba occupy the air and occupy the shemayim, so then they are of a higher nature than, let's say, just the water in the clouds that form hail, because they ultimately are not in their habitat. That's where water will rise to, but the elf has a habitat in the clouds. So therefore, it's considered to be a progression when you go from the hail that comes from the atmosphere to the arba that strikes next, where they live in, and their habitat is in the air.
Humakim loy.
the place, the habitat is considered less than whatever lives and occupies that habitat. And then the next step in succession is the locusts that fly about and live in the air. And then darkness affecting the entire sense of living beneath the moon and the sun and the stars. Now that doesn't mean that the sun didn't shine, but not for them. It shone, but for some, but somehow darkness occluded any light from reaching the Egyptians. So that was the even higher level of Makkah, when light is withdrawn from them. Because the Ma'oros, Shehein B'Shmeya, Shemayim Elyonim, they are the highest point at which the Makkah reached a worldly place. In our world, we have light from the heavens, not the Mitzrayim. So that's the third level, where everything far above earth was the source of a Makkah, or was smitten. V'achakach, Makkas Pachoros. And then, finally, Makkas Pachoros. Makkah benishmas ha'adam, that was where the plague is in the very life, in the neshama of man, where the souls were plucked out of them, because that's not a physical place. That's not below, not on earth, not above the earth. That is metaphysical. Shehudavar ruchni. It's completely spiritual. V'zei yoyser elyon. Obviously that's higher and farther removed from earth. Ki ha'ma'ayreis heim gashmiyim. Aval ha'neshama hi ruchnis. And so things progressed from the most earthy and below to the immediate environment, to Makos in the higher stratosphere, and in the Elyonim, including that the sun wouldn't shine for them, and finally, higher than anything in the world, life itself. The Neshamos, plucked away, taken away. V'oz Yatsu Yisrael. Then Israel was set free. Ki az naida l'mitzriyim, or l'mitzrayim, ki hu yisbarach moishel, ba'aretz mitachas, u'bashamayim imahal. Because then finally, it was made clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reigns supreme, is the one and only, below and above. Ba'aretz mitachas heim amayim ashe mitachas la'aretz, beginning with dam and tzradeya, shamayim imahal hi ha'neshama, shi l'malim in ha'shamayim. And finally, at the very end, makas b'choros, taking away the neshamos that are even higher and above anything in this created world. Roi oz lotzeis. Now, it's correct for the Jewish people to be set free, because all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to express about himself has been proven and shown. V'kach oz yotzu, achashu yisbarach, moshe l'malo, v'hashamayim. Now, it's shown that he is not just reigning supreme in this earth, but even beyond this earth. And the neshamos of man themselves, all are in his hands. Now, in the next paragraph we've photocopied, what he does masterfully is show that in each of the levels, remember there are three levels, Tzach, Adash, Ba'achav, Dam, Tzvadeh, Kinim, Arev, Dever, Shchin, Barad, Arba, Choshech, and then Makas Bechayrus. In each of those, Moshe is sent only with the first two to warn the Pharaoh. The third always comes without warning. Because the point is, each of those is its own category. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, look, I want to warn you. I am the Moshe. And so water, what lives in the water, and the earth itself is mine. The first two times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wishes to tell him this, he says it to him with a warning. But by the third time, it comes already without warning. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts again. Okay, now let's talk about what walks on earth, Arav. He warns him about Arav. He warns him about Dever. But he doesn't warn him of Shechin. Shechin, it just says in the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe to take the Piach HaKivshon and throw it up into the air. No warning. And then again, okay, well now let's talk about what's highest. Talk about that atmosphere, the higher elements of what's up in the air, right? Arba. Let's talk about Barad and Arba. And those are warned, but then Chayshech, without warning. So let's see the piece inside quickly. Lekach Amar HaKosov, this is in Perek Nun Zayin of Gvuras Hashem. Lekach Amar HaKosov b'seid d'shleisha makos harishonos. B'makos harishonos Hashem lo hirshehu l'leches al beisai. God doesn't even let Paro, doesn't even tell Moshe to go to the Paro. He doesn't ask Moshe to go into the palace. He gives the Pharaoh a chance to, so to speak, maintain the dignity and the power that he shows in his palatial residence. Ki im kasher yetze paro hamayimo. Only when the Pharaoh is at the water. There, confront him. Shezem ma'irish ha'en le'rishus kol kach al paro. Showing that he is giving Paro his space, that he's deferential, that the Pharaoh has power. She'nichnas le'beisei le'hastreis boy. He's not coming into the Pharaoh's palace to warn and threaten the Pharaoh. Ki im kasher yifgabo. Rather, only when he meets him at the water. U'bishniya. But then, in the case of Tzvadea, Hosef Limshalov, Falavay al Baisai, Ulahasres Bay. There's more power, there's more of the presence of Moshe intruding on the Pharaoh and warning him. Even though, yes, he's warning him and in the palace, but at least what the statement is, Einani chafetz b'makoscha. I don't want to hurt you. Rakshatishma. Just be careful and heed what the God of Israel wants and let the people go. But then, Kinim struck the Egyptians without warning. But then, it starts again. That's, of course, to show predominance, to not have to warn and not even give him the grace period and just simply to strike with the third plague. But that was for Dam Tzvadei HaKinim, which are below. Commission is Bar Lamala. V'kasha Hischil B'Madrega Hashniya, going on to the next step, which is Arov, Dever, Shchin, things that are going to be smitten, that are on earth, those that are walking on earth, pestilence, and then even the boils on skin, all of that. Well, that's a new beginning. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, go warn him. Because this is the next, a new and a different category. Go warn the Pharaoh. Because Shehizchil b'madrega hashniya, hamachos shehem b'chalal ha'olam, that happened not in the earth, but above it. V'zoyz ha'madrega yoyse el gayna, chazal lehascholas ha'sedek b'rishayna. Therefore, start again. Warn the Pharaoh, each of the first two times. Arev endeavor. Kasher oid hiskel b'madrega hashlishis. When it's about the madrega hashlishis, which was barad arba chayshach. Again, the first two, Hashem says Moshe, warn him about barad. Warn him about arba. Shoyim evi alav makus shiboyim milma'ala. These coming from above. Oz chazer l'sadeh harishan. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, again, start anew. Warn him, because I am the God of all that comes from above. Whatever is coming from a higher place is considered to be a greater plague, a greater makkah, and a greater proof of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'kasha alav, and more substantially painful, and a greater expression of Hashem's power than what came earlier. Commission is Bar Lamala. Ukeilu maschil mechadosh, so that each time that a tripartite group of makas, each time that a group of three makas begins, it's a new beginning. Because it's a new area of space and place where Hashem is proving himself. So we have this very masterful way of looking at now at the makos as having begun with most elementary physical place where Hashem is saying, I am Hashem, I am the one and only. Get it? And when he doesn't, Hashem moves on and says, I am also the one and only here amongst the animals that walk on earth. They will come attack you, Arov. And the diseases that we have and that spread like Ipush Avir from what bad air might bring, pestilence, and then heat itself and the boils on your skin. And yet the Pharaoh doesn't respond. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, we'll go higher because I have sole prerogative and power from above. And now it's what comes raining down from the heavens and the locusts that swarm in the air and then light itself, Choshech. And they have no light and there's darkness descending on the Egyptians. And after that, finally, now that the entire physical world is Hashem's, he has only one more point to make. And he says, life itself, the very fact that there are neshamos in man, that they come from me, they're mine, and I take them away at will. That's Makas Bacharos. So this is the progression, the Maharal explains. And so this is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to mankind, but specifically to Paro and to Mitzrayim, I am Hashem Mimal, I am Hashem al-Oretz Mitochas, Ein Oid. There is none but me.